What if the biggest lie about creativity is that it requires inspiration? We've been sold a myth that innovation belongs to the blessed few who wake up with eureka moments. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Breakthrough ideas don't arrive on schedule. They emerge from a messy, relentless process of generating dozens, hundreds, even thousands of possibilities before finding one that works. Consider this. Dyson created 5,127 prototypes before perfecting his vacuum cleaner. Taco Bell tested thousands of shell variations before landing on Doritos Locos Tacos. These weren't strokes of genius, they were exercises in volume. The secret isn't having better ideas, it's having more ideas. This is idea flow. The number of novel solutions you can generate around a problem in a given time frame. It's not about intelligence or talent, it's about creating psychological safety to fail, experiment, and keep producing without fear. When Perry Klebon instructed his Patagonia team to focus on the winners after 9/11, playing it safe with black and gray basics, he watched in horror as spring arrived with a collection suited for funerals. By shutting down creativity when he needed it most, he guaranteed a painfully slow recovery. Every problem is fundamentally an idea problem, and ideas don't flow on demand. They require constant cultivation. Picture two leaders. Jim wakes to emails, spends mornings reacting, and ends each day exhausted but stagnant. Jen disables notifications, begins with meditation and exercise, reads outside her field, and protects morning hours for deep work. The difference isn't talent, it's intentionality. High performers build creativity into daily routines through an idea quota. Each morning, write 10 ideas using the 3S process. Seed your mind with a problem before bed, sleep while your unconscious processes it, and solve by jotting down 10 solutions during a morning activity. The magic isn't in the first few ideas. Those are obvious. It's in pushing past 8, 9, 10, where your brain stops playing safe and explores unfamiliar territory. Dr. Charles Lim's brain scans of jazz musicians reveal that during improvisation, self-monitoring regions quiet down, similar to dreaming. Creativity requires releasing self-inhibition, and that muscle strengthens with daily practice. Most brainstorming sessions end too early, victims of the creative cliff illusion. We wrongly believe creativity depletes when it actually increases with persistence. Studies show our best ideas emerge after we push past perceived limits. World-class innovators understand the equal odds rule. Creative success correlates with total output. More attempts mean more breakthroughs. The problem isn't lack of creativity, it's premature convergence caused by pressure for consensus, anchoring bias where initial ideas limit subsequent thinking, and the Einstein effect where one solution blinds us to alternatives. To break through, dare to be obvious rather than trying too hard. What's obvious to you is often revolutionary to others. Set a fast pace to prevent self-censorship, spending 5 to 6 minutes per topic. After sessions, let ideas marinate. Your brain continues processing in the background, and distance provides perspective that immediacy obscures. In 2014, a luxury mall tested a beer garden concept with free wine and beer before investing hundreds of thousands. Despite 85% of surveyed customers claiming interest, fewer than a dozen appeared each time. Behavior, not surveys, reveals truth. Loss aversion makes us choose safety over transformation when reputations are at stake. The solution isn't better prediction. Research shows people typically underrank their highest potential ideas, but systematic testing. Create a simple innovation pipeline, a corkboard with index cards, markers, and star stickers. Team members anonymously post ideas for others to comment on and star. Weekly, move the most popular to testing. This under $100 setup visibly validates and boosts creativity. GM's Maven and Keller Williams database both failed after scaling too quickly. Testing filters the best from the rest through rapid experiments revealing critical flaws before major investments. design experiments to challenge beliefs, not confirm them, making ideas just real enough to prove behavior. Nike and Adidas built empires through obsessive, real-world testing with athletes, constantly modifying based on what actually worked rather than what people claimed they wanted. When Patagonia entered surfwear after 9/11, they included novice Tetsuya Ohara on their team. While experienced surfers accepted cold water discomfort as inevitable, Ohara, freezing during his first surf, questioned why neoprene wetsuits performed so poorly. Drawing on his textile expertise and inspired by wool-covered sheep standing comfortably in cold, wet conditions, he combined wool with natural rubber. This breakthrough helped establish Patagonia in surfwear. Effective innovation requires diverse ideas. Organizations like Xerox PARC and Bell Labs flourished by assembling experts from different disciplines. Logitech CEO Bracken Darrell regularly meets startup founders, noting that while 90% of these meetings are a waste of time, the valuable 10% drive innovation, helping increase Logitech's valuation eightfold. Research confirms diverse teams perform better and innovate more effectively. Look beyond demographics to include different thinking styles and value fresh questions from newcomers. When Perry dismissed Under Armour as irrelevant to Patagonia's market, this associative barrier prevented him from spotting a larger opportunity. Under Armour grew to many times Patagonia's size using the same polar fleece material. Expectations often blind us to opportunities staring us in the face. Delta Dental escaped their creative deadlock by reframing, how might we convince people who care about their appearance to care about their oral health too? This sparked the Dazzle Bar concept, beauty-focused retail spaces offering cleaning and whitening in comfortable, non-clinical environments that subtly introduced dental health. The right frame activates curiosity and directs the brain productively. When answers dry up, ask better questions. Specific questions generate stronger idea flow than vague ones. How might we create a non-drip ice cream cone is too narrow. How might we reinvent dessert is too broad. Generate multiple frames using these dials. Scale, zoom in or out. Quality, explore premium and deliberately bad ideas. Emotion, consider feelings. Stakes, raise and lower importance. Expectations, challenge assumptions. And similarity, use analogies. When Fidelity executives visited Urban Outfitters, apparent merchandising chaos revealed itself as a deliberate treasure hunt. TaylorMade golf executives at Claire's Accessories initially saw disorder until recognizing Claire's arranges products by context, school accessories, party items, weekend gear, guiding uncertain customers. Patient observation reveals insights quick glances miss. Even Einstein hit roadblocks, once telling a friend, "I'm going to give it up," when stuck on reconciling general relativity with light's behavior. By stepping away, he returned the next day with a complete solution. Creative blocks aren't just inevitable, they're necessary stages in breakthrough evolution. Unlike procrastination, a tactical withdrawal is deliberately stepping away when stuck. Mark Hoplamazian, CEO of Hyatt Hotels, recognizes when he needs mental space, when he develops tunnel vision or can't organize thoughts. The most effective tactics? Water immersion, gardening, musical instruments, short naps, reading outside your discipline, curiosity conversations, walking without digital distractions, and vigorous exercise. Paul Simon broke through his block on Bridge Over Troubled Water by setting it aside and listening to gospel music, which subconsciously influenced his composition. Creativity isn't a lightning bolt. It's a practice. It's the daily idea quota that feels pointless until it doesn't. Most corporate failures happen because companies play out their riskiest experiments as products, not prototypes. High idea flow transforms creativity from a dreaded chore into a joyful game. Your best idea is waiting on the other side of the obvious ones.